This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Tomorrow is Marathon Monday. After an unprecedented break, the Boston Marathon returns, although in the fall rather than the traditional spring Patriots Day event, which was canceled because of the pandemic. The last actual Boston Marathon was run in April 2019. Reporter Alex Ashlock is covering the 125th running of the Boston Marathon, and he joins me now. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Sharon. It's great to speak with you again. It really has been a long time since we've spoken.
It has. And, you know, I vividly remember talking with you in March of 2020, wondering what decision about the marathon would be made and when, as the disruptions of the pandemic intensified. So now here we are. The marathon's upon us. But we are, of course, still dealing with COVID-19. How is the pandemic affecting this event?
Yes, Sharon, the pandemic is the biggest factor in this marathon. Boston Athletic Association CEO Tom Grilk, who's been connected with this event for decades, says the planning has never been more complicated than this year.
It's been more than 900 days since we last ran together here in person. And while the 26.2-mile, 42-kilometer course from Hopkinton to Boston remains the same, the streets are the same, pretty much everything else this year is different.
There are so many differences this year. If you're running tomorrow, you're either vaccinated or you've tested negative for COVID this weekend. Those same requirements apply to the thousands of volunteers who support the marathon. This is, as you said, Sharon, also the first Boston Marathon ever run at this time of year, in the fall, not the spring. And a lot of people who wanted to run this year aren't getting to because the field size was reduced by about 35% to ease crowding on the roads. There will be about 18,000 runners in the marathon tomorrow.
And more than a dozen of those are former Boston Marathon champions. Remind us who they are.
Yeah, there's some big names in the field tomorrow. The 2018 winner in the men's race, Yuki Kawauchi of Japan. Des Linden, who won the race in 2018, the first American woman to win since 1985, is also here. The 2017 champion, Jeffrey Kiriou. And the two-time champion in the men's race, Lalisa Desisa of Ethiopia, is also here for the race tomorrow. The wheelchair races are packed with talented and world-class athletes. Daniel Romanchuk of the U.S., Manuela Schaar of Switzerland, Marcel Hoog of Switzerland, Tatiana McFadden, the five-time champion, will be here as well. And it's worth saying a word about those wheelchair races because McFadden is competing in the Chicago Marathon, which is today, and will then make the trip to Boston to compete tomorrow. Manuela Schaar, who's actually won here twice before and last weekend won the London Marathon, decided to skip Chicago, and here's what she said about that.
Yeah, it's challenging, but I think it's possible, and I think it's possible to do well in all of them. But, you have to be careful with your body.
One more name to mention, the 1968 winner Ambie Burfoot will be running. He'll be serving as an official starter in Hopkinton tomorrow as well.
And Alex, besides the COVID-19 rules, which are completely new, what else is different for this year's marathon?
Well, one of the biggest differences is the first ever para-athletics division. They'll be offering prize money and awards to athletes with visual impairments, lower limb impairments, and upper limb impairments. The Boston Marathon, in fact, is the first major marathon to offer prize money and awards for para-athletes in all three of those categories. Chaz Davis is one of the para-athletes competing on Monday. He's legally blind.
You know, I think it's really about time, and I'm glad that the Boston Marathon, it's, you know, my hometown marathon, it's obviously historical in nature. I'm glad that they're really the first ones to take that stride.
A total prize purse of $27,500 will be available to these athletes tomorrow, including $1,500 for first place in all three divisions for the men and women. Among the 30 athletes competing as part of the para-athletics division tomorrow are Paralympians, world record holders, and ultramarathoners. So it'll be interesting to watch those competitions.
And Alex, you know, there's something so distinct about the way the marathon is part of the rhythm of the city. Boston sort of springs to life when the marathon approaches in the spring, when it's on Patriots Day. Now, you've been deeply involved in covering marathons for a long time. I wonder if it feels the same to you now.
You know, when they did say the marathon would be held in October, I was wondering if it would feel the same way. And in many ways, it does. There have been so many people down in Copley Square over the weekend. There's been a fan fest, first time the marathon's ever done that. So people that aren't competing can come and listen to the top runners talk about their races. I've been walking around downtown, and it feels in many ways like it does on a regular Patriots Day weekend. But again, you know, we've all been sort of stuck inside, and just walking around downtown, I haven't been in big crowds, you know, during the pandemic, and it felt a little weird to also be with all these other people at the same time. So in some ways, you know, it feels like a normal Patriots Day weekend, but in many other ways, it's very different.
Well, Alex, thank you.
You're welcome, Sharon.
Alex Ashlock will be covering the Boston Marathon tomorrow for WBUR.